From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. The process of aging affects everyone, whether it be ourselves or the people we love. Some of us age in good health, while others can succumb to a variety of health problems, the most frightening of which can be the loss of brain function. This week, we spoke with Dr. Stephen Kuchevsky, the director of the Stitch Center on Aging at the Wake Forest School of Medicine here in Winston-Salem, where research is being done to understand and counter the effects of the aging process.
People talk about adding years to life. We're trying to add life to years. We don't really have the resources in our healthcare system to provide all the kinds of care to all the people who will be coming older if the same health conditions that affect us now in the same proportions, if that's true in the future. We have a fairly good understanding who's at risk for dementia. Understanding how to slow the progression of the disease is really in a fairly rudimentary state. If there were important interventions that we could offer people, I think these kinds of tests would be an important part of clinical practice, but we're not quite there yet.
While we can't predict with accuracy who will develop brain diseases like Alzheimer's, we can all take an active role in prevention.
We know that people who stay physically active throughout their whole life age better. They have lower levels of disability. Many, many health benefits accrue to that. People who stay involved in their community and actively engaged with others have a higher quality of life and more life satisfaction. One thing that is important in healthy aging is maintaining your brain's health. Common chronic diseases such as diabetes and hypertension seem to take their toll on the brain over time. Interestingly, the same risk factors for vascular disease and heart disease are also risk factors for Alzheimer's disease and dementia. It's very important to control those conditions.
If risks for heart disease also translate into risks for brain conditions, then one major epidemic here in the United States can cause problems for people well into their golden years.
Obesity is related to bad blood cholesterol. It's related to hypertension. And these are related to both brain health and heart health. Same kinds of things you would do. Watch your weight. Be physically active. Appear to be good for both your heart and your brain.
But regardless of your state of physical health, there are also risks associated with your individual genetics.
There is one particular gene that is a very strong risk factor, should you happen to have it, for dementia, especially of the Alzheimer's type. It's called the APOE gene. And if people have the wrong version of that, they're at a higher risk for developing Alzheimer's disease.
At the Stitch Center, research is done on all aspects of aging, including the effects of nutrition on an aging body. Current research is focusing on vitamin D and protein deficiencies.
We found that low vitamin D levels in older adults are associated with poorer walking ability, lower strength, and others have found it to be related to increased rate of falls. After the age of about 35, all of us start losing skeletal muscle a little each year. Work has shown that older adults who eat relatively more protein in their diet have a 40 to 60% slower loss of lean mass over time.
While we may never be fully in control of the health of our aging bodies, there are a few things we can do to limit our risks.
As you become older, we suggest people keep up good physical activity habits. Try to maintain a weight. Our data show that people, as they age, if they're a little bit overweight, actually age best. Very thin people and very heavy people don't age so well. Stay active. My father died at 86 and worked until the very end. And he said, you need a reason to put your pants on in the morning. And I think when people lose a meaning and purpose to their life, then other things can start to come apart. And that's often a sign of bad things going to happen for a person.
Hear this program again and read the transcript at WFDD.org. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.